So yesterday we spoke about the idea of Ashrei. Ashrei Yoshev Yisrecha, fortunate, praiseworthy, happy are the ones who dwell in your house. The idea of being able to go to a sacred space, a safe space, a place where we can pour out our hearts to Hashem, where we can daven, we can learn, we can be Beveis Hashem. However, the Sfasamas in Parshas Kisavu says something very beautiful. It refers to a medrash. That a person shouldn't move from a Beis HaKnesses, from a Shul, from a Beis HaMedrash. Well, 1 second. Even the Sfasemes. Is that really possible? That a person shouldn't move from Shul, shouldn't move from a Beis HaMedrash? There are certain things you have to do. We're human beings. We have physical needs, we have bodily needs. A person needs to eat, they need to sleep, they need to drink, to go out and earn a living. So what could Chazal possibly mean that a person doesn't move from Shul, doesn't move from Beis HaMedrash? He says, no. Depends on your mindset. He says, everything that we do in life we're meant to bring through the focus of our Shul, our Beis HaMedrash, through our davening, through our learning. That's the idea of a Beis HaKnesses. That's the point of it anyway, where you gather everything in. It's a place of focus. But that focus is meant to go outwards again afterwards. And therefore, if we think, as the Baal Shem Tov says, where a person is where the headspace is, if they allow the lessons they learn in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shul, to permeate their lives, then they're always there. Even if they're doing other things, they're always there. In fact, the Ishbitz Rebbe, on the Gemara that says, "Ein l'kodesh baruch hu b'olam el adam adam asher halacha b'olvad," all that Hashem has in His world, since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, is the 4 cubits of halacha. It says that's where Hashas Hashchina is to be felt, where people keep the Torah and keep mitzvahs. It says the Ishbitza. It's not talking about someone that's learning halacha, rather someone that's fulfilling it. A person walks in the street, and they're behaving, conducting themselves as they're meant to. That's called Arba Amas Shal Halacha. Persons at home, in the kitchen, in the boardroom, in business, whatever it is. That's Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam El Adalad Amas Shal Halacha B'Olvad. All that Hashem has in the world is Halacha. To walk with Hashem throughout life. And so yes, it's true, Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha, fortunate are the ones that sit in your house. The goal is not to spend all day in Shul. Dare I say it, the goal is not to spend the whole time in the Beis Medrash either. Rather, it's to take the lessons that we learn there and to bring them into every single aspect of our lives. L'lmod al manas la'asos. To learn in order to do. That's called being there always. That's the point. That's the Dalad Amas Shal Halacha that Hashem has. That's praiseworthy. A person that learns and davens in order to put it into action, to live for their values. Such a person, Ashrecha Ba'ilam Hazeh, Tevlach Ba'ilam Haba. Happy, fortunate, praiseworthy. There's fortunate people on earth to be able to walk with Hashem, to be in His place, walk with Him, stay with Him always, through the mechanism, the dynamic of halacha.